25-330.
I'm sorry?
Absolutely, you're done, yeah.
25-330.
No, it's not, you're up, not, you're not up next, so.
Morning.
Apologize, I don't dress, I had to rush you.
Not a problem, it's no dress code. Would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Yes, good morning, Joe McCusker, Town of Killingley.
And your rank?
Officer.
Thank you.
Can you spell your last name too, please?
Yeah, M.C., capital C, U.S.K.E.R.
A summary of, you just ducked.
Yeah.
Did you take it, did you take the oath when you came in?
I did.
I did, and you took it also, okay.
Both of you, okay, that's fine.
A summary of your case, officer?
Yes, October 21st, 2024, the applicant made application for a permit, and on October 28th of 2024, it was denied for suitability. He had no automatic disqualifiers, however, he had a summer rest, and he was fired from his job at Charter Care in Rhode Island, where he showed excessive force, according to his human resources. He also had his DD-214, which showed general discharge, where the reason was pattern of misconduct.
Thank you. A summary of your case, sir?
Everything you said's correct. I was, do you want me to explain everything?
Just if you have a summary of the case, but you don't need to do that if you don't want to.
Just an opening statement.
Yeah, I just think, you know, he first called and approved my firearm thing.
Much, much louder.
And then 2 days later, he called back after he spoke to my last boss, and then denied it. So, I mean, using, I think that the discharge, general under honorable conditions, it's, using that as a negative is kind of a stretch. I know it says pattern of misconduct, but I asked my ex-CO in the Navy to discharge me, and he did. He didn't, I wasn't thrown out of the Navy.
Okay, this is opening statement, so you'll get a chance to tell everything in a second. Notes.
Officer, your whole case.
I'm sorry?
Now, time for you to tell us all the details of the case.
Okay. So like I said, he didn't have any automatic disqualifiers. He did have, his fingerprints returned with a couple of arrests, and he also provided other arrests that weren't returned from his fingerprints. And his only conviction was of drinking in public in '95, I believe that was in Massachusetts, and a conviction for trespassing in '09, also in Massachusetts. And like you said, I initially approved his application, but that was, I had sent a request through, to Charter Care, which is a hospital in Rhode Island, I believe, and I was waiting for a response from HR. So when I initially called him on the 24th, I believe, or the 25th, I told him that I was approving his application in light of his arrests, and we did speak about his general discharge, and he said that that was during Fleet Week, and he got in trouble for missing muster. He also explained, so when I called him, I said, all right, I'm gonna approve your application, that was on Friday. Friday evening, I received an email from Charter Care where they listed on the email, Mr. Bowery showed excessive force in the active execution of his duties of his role where he portrayed unnecessary and excessive force on a vulnerable individual. That was the email I received. Later on, I called HR, I spoke with the woman at HR, and all that she could give me was that he was escorting somebody off property, and there was no injury or no other complaints while there at his employ. So at that time, all I had was that he showed excessive force. I didn't have any type of a report. My assumption was that, because then when I called him, he said that he was escorting somebody who had a knife, and he was going to disarm that person. I assumed that there was maybe an arrest after that, but I didn't get into that with him. So if I had a report to refer to, may have been able to explain a little better. But at that point, I told him that I was going to deny his permit, even though I approved it a couple days before.
Excuse me, would you like to cross-examine the officer?
Cross-examine?
Do you have questions to ask him?
Questions about what he just said.
Yeah, did HR give you any documentation about excessive force? I was an employee there for 4 years.
Like I said, they all that she could provide me was that.
But no documentation?
No reports, no, nothing. Just those.
It's a hospital, it's HR, they document everything. There's absolutely no documentation.
Any other questions for the officer?
No.
Questions from the board?
So the reason for denial is pretty much the incident that occurred. You gave, what year was that? That the incident at the hospital occurred?
I don't have a date, but he had left.
It was right when I was
2024.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't have a specific date.
Okay, so it was in 2024. So that is pretty, since you had made the determination to approve the permit, the reason pretty much for denying was the incident that occurred at the hospital in 2024.
Well, initially, I was leaning on approving it, even with the number of arrests, and I know they happened a while back, and the fact that his DD-214 showed that general discharge for pattern of misconduct. I couldn't talk to anybody in the Navy, obviously. I talked to him, and he said that back then he was going through a divorce, and he was having some issues, and during Fleet Week, I think you said that you were drinking or something.
Yeah.
Was late for muster, but that's all.
Yeah, when was he discharged from the Navy?
Discharge.
That's not the answer. Was he 214? I have a DD-214 in here somewhere.
I mean about.
It was rare. Submission R2. 2006.
Okay. And the two convictions you have were 1995 for the drinking in public and the trespass in 2009.
Yes.
Were there any other arrests since 2009?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 2009. Yeah, that was the last one.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And I was reading it.
Yeah, no problem. And he provided, it looks like, to the best of his ability, a list of what?
Correct.
On the application. So yeah. He's pretty forthcoming regarding everything.
Very forthcoming.
Okay.
Yes. Throughout the entire application.
Yep. I have nothing else, ma'am.
Other questions? Your turn.
I'm about the incident at my...
Much louder.
The incident at my former employer. We were escorting a discharged patient to the curb, and he had a bag. We didn't want to give him back the bag because he'd made threats until we reached the street. As soon as we did, he went in his bag and pulled out a knife. And it was me and one other guard. And as soon as, you know, someone pulls a knife on you, you get fight or flight. Split second, I made a split second decision. When he took his eyes off me, he was holding it out like this, so I kicked it out of his hand. We took him to the ground, held him until the police came and arrested him. And HR, and the reason they gave me for firing me was they told me because it took place off property, it was 1 foot off the curb into the street. And the honest thing was, my boss and I was his golden boy for 3 years. In the last year, we weren't getting along anymore, and he was just waiting for something to fire me, I believe, and use that opportunity. But there was, in 4 years there, there was never one documented complaint about over-aggressiveness. We were not overly aggressive with that guy. Disarmed him, took him down.
And you were not arrested?
No. No, he was arrested. He was not injured in any way.
Where do you work now?
I'm a school bus driver for the town of Killingly. So I use KIS this morning.
Oh, probably seen you.
Yeah, I'm due.
I work in the school, so.
I saw you this morning.
Did you have to do a background for that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And do you live in Killingly?
Yes, sir. Here's my badge.
Would you like to cross-examine the appellant?
The only thing that I would say is, you know, if, and I would love to see the report on the arrest of that person, but I couldn't get that. And
you could probably look into it.
Right. And if I had had that information, I would have probably signed off on this. But, you know, obviously I can't tell if
that's true. How about today, now hearing the same thing the board just heard?
Right. I would sign off. Yes. Yep.
Sounds like a deal.
So, is there an agreement? Can we have an agreement on the record that, in fact, you would issue the permit today?
I would.
Do you want to, if based on the officer's statement that he will issue the permit, are you willing to withdraw your case? And if for some reason Killingly doesn't issue, we will bring you to the top of the docket.
Absolutely.
That work for you, sir?
So you withdraw the appeal today?
Yeah. Yes. Based on the agreement,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What would that require on the town's part?
Just issue the 60-day temp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. Thank you.
Two suggestions for you.
Sure.
Neither of which are in your exact jurisdiction. Denial letter should state reasons for the denial.
Yeah.
I don't know if you wrote the denial letter, but it was pretty bald.
Okay.
It should say why.
It comes from our administrator.
Yeah, you have to understand he has a right, any appellant has a right to know what he's facing. So it's a denial letter should be pretty extensive, exactly why you were arrested this day, you didn't disclose it, you arrested this date, this is what happened,
okay.
Why it makes you unsuitable. I actually had that note too. I said no info in the denial letter. So coming in here, it's also good for the board.
Okay.
And sometimes I find as an issuing authority, when you write that letter, you either cement your opinion or you say, well, you know, maybe I will issue, then you wouldn't be here at all.
Okay.
So it's helpful to write it all out.
My other suggestion is, please have an English teacher review the letterhead of the town managers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you an English teacher?
I was.
I'm going to tell my boss. I'll have to take a look at that.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your time, both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.